Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Got an interesting show for you today. I like the word interesting. Interesting is always, well, it's just interesting. It's not fascinating. It's not riveting. So you know what? There's something about interesting that you go, I want to know a little bit more. I'm interested. Let me dig into that. So today's show, I want to talk about relationships. Wow, that's a interesting one. I never talk about relationships on this show. Are you in a relationship where you find yourself having to prove your value? Are you currently in a relationship where you find yourself having to prove your value on a constant basis? Trying to prove your value, trying to prove like who you are and what you're doing, trying to prove your truth, proving your innocence. Perhaps you found yourself in a relationship where you're constantly trying to prove that you're not lying. Maybe you find yourself in this relationship where you're trying to prove that the other person's wrong because they're constantly telling you that you're wrong, that you're lying, that you're not innocent, that you're not truthful, that you don't care. So how do we know? Because I know a lot of you say, well, you know what, Ashley, how do I know that I'm in this relationship? Because it can be hard, because many of us would really realize that we're using a lot of what I would consider defense mechanisms to probably offset, ignore, lie to ourselves that we're in something like this, because it's so hard to figure out how do we deal with it, how do we overcome it. And so today's show, I'm not only going to talk about the problems, I'm not going to only talk about how to know if you're in this type of relationship, I'm going to talk about the feelings that you feel when you're in this type of relationship. I'm going to talk about the cycle of this type of relationship. And then I'm going to talk about what's the point of being in these types of relationships, because I think this is all very important information, and it's fun, and it's powerful, and it really helps us to understand our life situation, right? Okay. All good stuff. And I just think if we kind of go through some of this today, maybe this might shine light on your life. Maybe this might shine light into a life, a friend of yours' life. Maybe this might shine light into a situation that you're dealing with. Maybe this might shine light into something you didn't even think about, a friendship. It doesn't have to be a romantic relationship. This could be a friendship that you haven't realized, a friendship that has been challenging to you, a relationship that's been overwhelming to you. This might even be a family member that you're dealing with. It doesn't have to be a romantic relationship. We're not always talking about marriage or romantic relationships. When we talk about relationships, most of this applies to every single relationship you could possibly have. So how do we know that we're in this type of relationship? How do we honestly know? Well, the first thing is that we have a tendency of having arguments, right? We have a tendency of having arguments. There's a lot of arguments. The argumentation, though, which is interesting, the arguments don't ever get solved. They don't ever get solved. And that's always an interesting thing, because they don't ever get solved. I mean, it's like if you have arguments, that's one thing, but if they're never solved, that's a totally different bag, right? So it's like we constantly have these arguments. These arguments are circular in nature. They're the same arguments over and over again. Okay? Same arguments over and over again. There's nothing new to this. And these arguments tend to come up constantly. And each and every time that argument happens, there's no clarity, no change. It's like you bring up something, the argument spurs into this argument, then it's no longer about the argument itself, it's about how you said it, or how you worded it, or it wasn't what you said, it's how you meant it. And it goes into this circular argument where somehow or not, even though there's a real issue, and the other person is involved in this real issue, you're the one to blame. So you get blamed each and every time. And this gets really frustrating, right, after a while, because each time you get blamed and you start over again and you're trying to solve something, but each time in trying to solve it, you get blamed each and every time. And when you try to bring it up again about a situation, you get shot down. You know, you basically get blamed for whatever is going on. And the situation doesn't get solved. The problem doesn't get solved. And on top of that, the other person doesn't ever apologize. There's no apologies. And there's a tendency of you apologizing to the other person to just get the conversation going again, or to get over the silent treatment, or at least have some sort of, like, calmness in the dynamic. And I've seen this happen a lot of times with folks. You know, when I'm working with clients, they'll say, you know, this happened, and I tried to talk to her in a calm manner, and then she spun out of control, you know, and the next thing you know, she's yelling and screaming and saying how horrible I am, and I find myself trying to apologize just to get her to calm down, vice versa. It doesn't have to be a female, it could be a male, it's just, you know, it's not about that. And I've seen it on both sides. And the other person will, you know, fly off the handle, spin out of control, start saying some nasty things, and then there is no apologies. And it's interesting because it's almost like two people are arguing two different things, right? It's almost like two people are arguing something, and neither one can see the other person's conversation. Neither one can understand what the other person is coming from. And it's interesting, too, so if it's somebody that's not somebody that you're living with, it's interesting how you can go through this process and maybe you might say something like, hey, you never listen, you're a total narcissist, you never listen, or hey, this always goes this way, you don't take responsibility for your actions, and you stop feel at their core, you feel them for who they are, below the mask and underneath all the mask and the covers. But the problem is they're not acting from that place. So you're giving them more, than you need to give them. Okay. And I know that some of you are dealing with the holiday season and you're going to have to be hanging out with some family members or some folks that you really just don't get along with. Okay, if they weren't your family, you sure the heck wouldn't be hanging out with them on Hanukkah or Christmas or whatever holiday you choose to celebrate. And it's interesting because a lot of times when an empath or a highly sensitive person is around someone like this, it can really suck their energy, right? And so there's a lot of things that we can do to begin to see this. And that's why I don't want to do a holiday-specific show, because this is stuff that we have to do all the time. Okay, but specifically a lot of times during this time of year, there's a tendency of maybe spending time with people that you don't spend time a lot with because you don't have a lot in common or because they're not very healthy for you to be around. And so I'm just trying to equip you in today's show with some guidance and some support that you can have when you're going through this process. So if, you know, when you're in a touchy situation or a stressful conversation, think back to the show and say, hey, I got Ashley here. Well, what should I be doing? You know, what can I do to safeguard myself? What can I do to get through this process, you know, unscathed? And also being actually mindful and actually having something to look back at and enjoy the fact that you were there to some degree, right? We don't have to be in pain and suffering when we're dealing with these folks. We do not have to allow these people to hurt us or ruin our lives. And so this is a big deal. So one of the things that I want us to realize here, I'm reminding myself, you know, when I talk about these things, it's not just, oh, do this, do that, do this, do that. It's Ashley reminds herself of these things too, right? We have a tendency of forgetting some of this stuff. And it's interesting. I've realized, though, that when you're dealing with folks that aren't very empathic, okay, so they don't have to be a narcissist. There's other people that don't really care, right? And they don't have that feeling for other people, and they're not very sensitive to other people's feelings or needs. You know, when you're dealing with that, one of the things that I think is a really good concept and idea is to be aware of sharing any sort of dreams or aspirations with them. And I'm not asking you to keep your life quiet and not talk about the good things in your life, but quite honestly, I am, I guess, to a degree. right? And so you have to really look into, you know, who really does support me? Who is really on my side? Who's in my corner, right? Who's my cheerleader? Who am I the cheerleader for? Whose corners am I in? And really support yourself with that. But I feel that sometimes, you know, especially too during the holidays, we can get kind of sentimental, and we can kind of look back at some memories or what have you. And that can also cause us to talk about things or make choices that might not be to the best of our ability, might not be to the highest level of good. And because there's going to be people in your life that really can, you can cherish, you can talk with, you can have these great conversations with, and there's some people that you really just probably should not. Because I'm trying to make sure that we all kind of come into the situation, experience the situation, and feel good about the experience that we have, feel good about what we're offering, and feel good about leaving and not feeling empty or drained. You know, one of the things, too, is that I've realized that a lot of times during the year, during the days, during the months, and especially during the season, there's a lot of things going on the news. There's a lot of things going on around the world. And that can be overwhelming, too, because we can have a tendency of deflecting into really focusing on those things that we really don't have the ability to change. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't pay attention to things that matter to us and try to work or try to help or bring awareness to things like that. But at the same point, we need to realize how many things are we prepared to bring awareness to, and how many things do we actually have time to do those types of things at the same time of taking care of ourselves, taking care of our mental mindset, right? What our thoughts are. And regulating our thoughts is so interesting, because when you start being aware of your thoughts and you start connecting with your thoughts and you start being aware of what's in your head and realizing that your head is basically creating these thoughts, your mind is creating these thoughts, and understanding where these thoughts are coming from. You know, when we start feeling down or we start feeling depressed or we start feeling angry or we start feeling sad, all those things are very interesting. They don't just come out of the blue. They come out from some sort of trigger, whether it's a thought in our head, whether it's something that someone else says. Possibly it could be the news is on and you start feeling a certain way based on a situation that's taking place. And so we have to be super, super aware of what we have going in and out of our headset, you know, as far as what we're watching, what we're viewing, what we're listening to. And also, you know, who are we around, the people we're around. We need to be aware of that as well. And then also understanding, how do we feel when we're around certain people? I mean, there's certain people that you might feel great around. And I want you to start analyzing that. You know, the people that really seem to lift you up and you feel great around. You know what I'm saying? I want you to start analyzing that. Who are those people? Start taking note of that. Because if you don't know that, there's a tendency of maybe hanging out with some people or spending time with some people that you might not know, but they're actually bringing you down, making you feel bad, taking away from your energy level. And this takes sheer awareness, right? This takes sheer awareness. We just need to be aware of the people we're hanging out with and how we feel about them. How do we feel about ourselves when we're around them? When we leave, how do we feel? Do we feel happy? Do we feel lighter? Or do we feel completely drained? It might not be that extreme. It could be very subtle, right? And the subtleties are the things that I really want you to look at, because things that are subtle are the things that we need to understand. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking about how to be aware of the energy of those around us, how to know when it's time to get going. There's a time to get going on some of these events, activities, and holiday dinners and lunches and all that stuff. When is it time? We're going to talk about all that. So stay tuned. We got a lot to go over, a lot of tips and tricks to overcome some of the stress and anxiety and to be mindful in the moment. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. Well, I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's past away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's D-A-N-C-E-S-T-O-R-S, genealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies, without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about guidance, health, and personal growth. Guidance for personal growth and health during this time of the year. How to create that personal awareness and that internal self-awareness. And it's interesting because internal self-awareness to me is like being able to identify values and aspirations, being able to understand how we feel, our behaviors, our thoughts, our feelings, that sort of thing. And it's interesting because when we have that self-awareness, that internal self-awareness, I believe that we just feel better. We have more satisfaction. We have more happiness. We have more joy. At the same time, though, we can be, we have how other people view us, right? How other people see us, and then how we come off, like the comments we make, the statements we say, the things that we do, because a lot of times people don't. People might not understand, and I found that the more clearer we can be in our word, the better it can be, right? So it's like kind of having that connection and that opportunity to be introspective. And I really think that introspection is something that many of you do already, where you begin to challenge your own views, right? We challenge our own views based on our own blind spots, And we challenge those views, right? We challenge the views. We challenge that situation. We challenge the concept. We challenge how we feel about things. And we challenge our thoughts about people and situations. And I think that that is self-awareness of the key, is that when we're able to challenge ourselves in the situation and what's happening right now, look at it from all different angles. And it's interesting because I found that oftentimes not everything is all horrible and not everything's all great. Sometimes getting that no is the best thing you could possibly get, right? Sometimes we're never taught that, though. As a kid, you know, it's always about you always want yes, 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 yes. But when we get the no, sometimes it could be the best thing that we could have ever gotten. It's something that we didn't realize at the time, but it's something that we did not need. And it was interesting that in the last few weeks, you know, I've been working with folks and things did not go the way that they had planned. And when we start looking at it from different angles, the best thing that could have happened was the situation that took place, right? And so I think that also many of us are seeking information. We're seeking things. And I think there's so much to be said about understanding kind of what makes us, what keeps us going, what are the things that we need to be doing in our lives. So like really looking at the self-care, what are we doing to take care of ourselves and show ourselves that we matter? What are we doing to work on eliminating negativity in our life? Do we have folks around us that display toxic positivity more often than not and maybe can gaslight you for, you know, ever so often, you know, with that positivity, that toxic positivity? And we've done a show on that, I guess it was a couple months ago. And maybe George can put the link up for the social media for anybody that's watching on social media instead of listening to the radio. But we've been talking about that as well. And I think that right now more than ever, it's like really kind of looking at oneself in discovery mode, right? It's almost like you're in the laboratory and you're learning about yourself and you're categorizing things and you're understanding things and you're working to better understand you, getting a grasp on you and your identity and who you are and how you feel about certain things, which I think is extremely powerful. And it allows us to really kind of, I don't know, get to know ourselves. I mean, we know a lot of people. You probably know many people in your life, and you know them pretty well. But do you really know yourself and what you really care about, what you value, what matters to you? And really start looking at that friend group. You know, who are the ones that really build you up? Who are the ones that you really connect with? Who are the ones that there's not a lot of meat, you know, and there's not a lot of connection in? And why are you holding on to some of those relationships? And we need to really look at that. Are we doing any people pleasing? These are the things that we need to catch and start understanding and begin to work on so that we can not only safeguard ourselves, but create a happy, healthy, and joy-filled life. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burtis, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's passed away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's DancestorsGenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Winter weather is still affecting the east as for the second weekend in a row, a huge winter storm has rolled its way through the Carolinas. John Millwood is a Clinton, South Carolina resident who says he's never seen the region get that kind of winter weather before.
Very unusual. Very unusual. Like I said, I'm 54 and I've never seen weather like this in quite a long time.
Federal authorities officially declaring last week's hostage standoff at a Texas synagogue an act of terrorism. The assistant to the president for Homeland Security, Jill Sanborn, says the FBI is treating that standoff as an act of terrorism that targeted the Jewish community. Sanborn made the comment yesterday on a conference call with reporters. Malik Akram last week took four people hostage at Congregation Beth Israel near Fort Worth before he was fatally shot by law enforcement. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We've been talking about safeguarding ourselves, having that everyday guidance to really be mindful and super aware of the people that we're around. And a lot of times, you know, when we're dealing with the holiday season, we might be around people that we're not always around all the time, and we might not be prepared for the situation. Many of us have also avoided maybe some people that we're going to be seeing during the season on its own, and we have to prepare ourselves for the possibility of interacting with them. We also have to prepare ourselves for dealing with different types of challenging people. And this is for every day. I mean, that's why it's like you can talk about it in this month, but you can really talk about this every day and twice on Sunday. It's just the truth. So, like, if you're dealing with, for example, people that might not be very empathic, maybe people that are really challenging, maybe people that question you, maybe people that don't see your value. You know, I've been talking to some clients in the last week, and they're like really kind of overwhelmed because family's coming in, or they're having to go visit family, and they're dealing with the stressors and anxieties of that, and they're not really happy with being around certain people. And I understand it. I get it. And you don't want to open yourself up to certain people. You got to be very careful because some people are really, they might like the fact that you're having a tough time in life. Also, maybe they might be gossipers. They want to gossip about your life, and you got to be careful about the stuff that you tell them. And you really want to think about that. I know that we all love good news and we all love things that happen. Like when you get that job and you're so happy about it, or you get engaged or whatever's going on in your life, or you're pregnant or whatever. Whatever's going on in your life, whatever it is, whatever floats your boat, whatever makes you happy. There's some people that you can share that information with and they're going to be happy and they're going to be really healthy, happy with you. And there's some people that don't. And you have to ask yourself, is this information, should I give this information to this person? Are they deserving of knowing my personal life? And to what level and extent, right, do they deserve? And I know many of you are using gray rocking. You're using that technique where, you know, you basically keep it surfacey and, hey, how's it going? How's the weather? How are your kids? You know, how's the dog? And that's basically as far as it goes. And that's fine. And if that's how you feel and that's the level of security that you have with some people, then you just got to go with it. I'm sure that there's some other people that you might feel better about. You might feel more content in talking about your life and the things that you have going on. But I really want you to look and prepare yourself and ask yourself, who are those people? And really analyze that. You know, one of the things I've also found, too, is that sometimes we feel like we have to explain ourselves when you just don't. Okay, and that's an interesting thing too, and I think that the programming, and I have some videos coming out here soon, and I'm going to be doing an entire series on some things, but like the programming, for example, of the parental programming, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the child programming and the parental programming. I think this is very important. We have a thought process in our head of what parents are, what they do, what makes a good parent. And it's interesting growing up, and you know, we were told to respect our parents, respect our elders, respect our parents, da 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 da. And it's interesting because what happens though, let's say if a parent is not being a parent. Let's say that a parent instead is being mean, maybe aggressive, maybe narcissistic in nature, uncaring, says hateful things, right? If that's the case and you're dealing with that type of situation, we have to begin to understand the parental programming that's in our own mind. Because, see, what's happening is we have, like, this disconnect. The parent's supposed to be this great person, but yet the parent's doing X, Y, Z. When the parent is doing this to us, it makes us feel bad. But then there has to be some reason why this is happening, because a parent wouldn't do that to their child that they care about. You see how the disconnect is? And so then it goes back to you're in pain and suffering because of a situation. Okay, get it. But it makes it even harder because you believe that this person's supposed to be on your side, right? Because they're your parent. And so it's like this, it's this juxtaposition of this happening and feeling this way and then wondering why this is happening because this person's supposed to be in your corner. And they're not. And it's the other concept is the child concept. Like, because we're a child and we're a child to these parents, the parent already has the concept that what we might be. So if you have a disconnect with the parent might not be listening to you because they say, why would I listen to you? You're my child. There's a 20-something year age gap. Why would I listen to what you have to say? You know, on the other side, too, as a child and as that programming, we might feel smaller than, lesser than, okay? And we might also go back into that childlike state when we're dealing with our family dynamic. And I've had a lot of people, you know, literally in the last few years, and obviously last year was a really random last year, and a lot of people did not see their family last year, okay? But, like, you know, you go back a year before that, and it was interesting because people would say right when they left the holiday situations, whatever was going on, they literally took days to get back to normal. They took days to get regulated. They took days to get back on solid ground, to feel themselves because they felt like such a child. They said walking back into the house and, you know, the older brother seemed to be in charge of everything, or maybe you had, you know, one of your sisters or brothers might be the golden child and you're kind of considered the black sheep, you know, and you kind of relive all these types of labels and programming throughout that 3 or 4 days that you're there. And some of you are lucky. You don't have to experience this at all. Okay, and that's awesome. And some of you experience this, but at a lesser degree, right? It might just be annoying or frustrating. And that's the thing, too, is that if something is annoying or frustrating, I don't want you to look back at these times in life with, you know, with just like you know, being apathetic or, God, I can't believe I wasted that time. You know, that's the thing, is that I want you to start making the best of it. We don't need to fall into the old programming traps, you know, of being the child and kind of acquiescing to whatever is asked of us. And I think that happens a lot, too, because we're used to it, or we don't want to rock the boat. And I'm definitely not saying that we need to all start a fight at the table during the holiday season, but I think there's certain things that you can accept and certain things that you can reject. And I really do think that when you find yourself falling into the old programming or the using the old tools, because it's interesting. I had someone tell me the other day, they said that a couple of years back, like right when they walked in, they kind of felt like the mood change, and they got quieter, and they let their sisters and brothers talk all the time, and they just kind of like yes and no and nodded their head, and they said they kind of just went into like this other pseudo personality. And I was like, well, that's really interesting. And we talked about, you know, growing up and how they felt like they didn't have a voice and they didn't feel heard. And it seemed like everybody else in the family got heard, and they were the ones that didn't get heard. And they kind of fall back into those old patterns, because it's very real. It's something that you live for 18 years more in the household. And then you go back into that same household with the same people, and you play the role out again. And so what I'm asking you, I guess, to do is to be super, it's to start being mindful of those programs. You know, start being mindful of the programming that we have actually created in our own life, right? Because a lot of the times it's not like it's beneficial to us. It's not like it's helpful to us. It's like we keep playing over and over again the same pattern, the same cycle, the same thing, expecting different results, but we're not really getting it. And that's the thing that I find challenging. And I feel like if we can start looking at that, so, you know, think about it, you know, go back to, and I don't want you to live in the past, but go back to the last time that you spent time with someone where you felt like you kind of went into your shell, or you went into kind of an old programming mode, or you got shy or quiet. And then look at that, because any time that you get shy or quiet, that's an indication that you don't feel comfortable. Okay? That's an indication that something is not creating comfort in your life. That's an indication that something is off. And I want you to start analyzing that. I want you to start analyzing that, because a lot of times we sweep our feelings under the rug. We sweep our feelings under the rug. And that's the situation. And when we're doing that, we're not paying attention to our truth. We're not paying attention to how we truly feel. We're not paying attention to what we need to be doing in our life to safeguard ourselves. Now, sometimes I want you to pay attention when you're truly happy, when you're truly at peace. When are those situations? And what I found is that the more that we can be in positions where we feel like we can be ourselves, the more we can break some of these program patterns that were created when we didn't feel like it. Because I you know, it was interesting. The other day I caught a programming pattern, a small one, but I was at a dinner, and I started getting quiet around a couple of people. And it was interesting because I realized that I started kind of digging into it, because, you know, there was a conversation at the table, so I didn't have to talk. I really don't like talking all the time. I mean, I know you probably think I do because I talk all the time, but I don't always like to talk. I actually like to have some quietness in my life. And so when they were talking, it was great because I got to be introspective at the table, and I was like, what was that? What is this about? Why do I feel quieter on these particular people? Why do I feel kind of almost meek? You know, and I started thinking, and I started realizing that, and it finally came to mind that, and it was interesting, and there's no judgment here, but I just realized that with both of these people, in regards, everything that they said to me, except for maybe one time, is all talk. None of it's real. All these plans and all these ideas and all these things just never come to fruition, and they're never followed through. And it's basically a dialogue that just never happens. And every time I'm around them, it's just kind of a letdown, because I know that nothing's going to happen. We're not going to work on what we talked about working on. So I just stopped. And so what I found is I kind of got into this little safe zone. But I realized I don't have to be that way. I don't have to act that way. And I realized that I did that, but it was a very big indication into my mind and into who I am to be able to realize, okay, when I get quiet like this, what's the reason? And the reason for the situation was absolutely that. It was very interesting, and I realized that I just didn't have, I knew that this person wasn't going to follow through, hasn't done in the past, and so now I realize, so I didn't talk about things that I wanted to do with them. I didn't, when they would go down the rabbit hole of you know, let's work on this or that, you know, I listened, but I didn't add much to it because I know that it's just a waste of breath. But I also realized I didn't have to be meek or I didn't have to be quiet. And I stood up for myself, and I didn't call anybody out, but I just didn't make any plans, and I stopped going down that program, because sometimes we start playing out the roles with other people. So, for example, I could have just continued on, you know, oh, okay, yeah, we're going to do that, that's great, when do you want to do that, oh, okay, you're going to call me, like they never call, oh, yeah, okay, so you're going to call, okay, great, that, no, I don't need to do that anymore, I mean, there's certain things that you can stop, and, you know, and I think also, too, it's like, when we keep doing the same programming and getting the same results, it's tiring. It sucks. You know, it's like when you walk in to say hi to everybody and during the holidays and you try to give everybody a hug and there's that same relative that you say hi to and they give you the cold shoulder and they actually kind of nasty to you. If that's the case, why do we keep doing it? I mean, I understand that we do it because we want to, but do you do it because you want to, or you do it because you think you have to? At some point in time, you got to put your foot down. You don't have to be a jack butt to them when they come in the door, but you don't have to be overly nice. Hi, how's it going? Or you don't say anything. Because I've realized that when we start breaking these programs down and we start realizing it, we start to begin to feel more powerful. Okay, because we don't have to keep doing the same thing and having that same person do the same thing. And sometimes it's good to see what other people do. Sometimes if you're the person that's very empathic and very giving and very caring and you're constantly caring and giving and you're feeling a little resentful, you might want to step back. And I'm not saying, oh, stop giving and stop caring. That's not what I'm saying here. But there comes a time when you have to just sit back and see, what are other people doing? What it really is. And I'm not trying to get down here, because some of the people that you don't even realize that really care about you, you don't even realize it. And there's some analyzation, there's some thoughts, that there's some awareness that has to be done right now to really see. Because there's some people that you walk into that room and you should probably say hi to them first. Think about that. Start thinking about what's the grouping. When you walk into a group of friends, who are you saying hi to first? And I'm not saying that it always has to be in order of, like, the people that you care about the most, but why not? People that have been there for you, gone out of their way for you, done things for you, been there for you, helped you in your life. Make a point. Make a point to be there for them first. And the greatest thing is that when you do that, they realize that you get it, too. They realize you get it. And I give this example, and I know that for some of you this doesn't affect you, but for some of you it does. When you walk into that holiday event, think about it. Before you get there, who deserves the first hi? Who deserves a hug? Who doesn't deserve a hug? Who deserves a big hug and a smile and a gift, and who doesn't? You don't have to do this just to make everybody happy, because remember, when it comes down to it, you got to go home. When it comes down to it, you got to feel good about what happened. And I'm not saying you got to feel good about it. I don't want you to feel any guilt or shame or resentment or anger. I want you to feel good about what you did going into that, showing exactly who you are and being who you need to be, whether that's with family, whether that's with friends, whatever that looks like. Being truthful in how you feel. Now, I'm not talking about being rude and calling people out. But I'm saying, you know, hey, if that's what you feel about somebody, probably not going up to them and trying to give them a big false hug is really the answer. Probably the answer is to say, hey, and kind of keep on moving and probably not sit next to them, right? Because you go find the people that care about you and that you care about them, and you circle the wagons. Stay tuned. I'm going to be talking more about this and how to safeguard yourself and how to create a great time this year in a mindfulness, but also just to be true to yourself. That's all it's about, is about being true to ourselves. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
We'll be right back. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This is Jay Fusey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about concepts, programming, mindfulness, awareness, dealing with families during the holiday, dealing with challenging people, and knowing who to put first, to be quite honest with you. I've realized, and the interesting thing, too, and I don't know if you've ever done this, many of you might have big families, and if you do, it's great. This is a great experiment to do. But one of the things that I've realized is that it's interesting when you show up at a big family event or at a big friend event, for example. Many of you might be, you know, celebrating friends events. Okay? Who's the first one to come see you? Who's the first one to walk up to you? Who's the first person to walk outside to help you get your bag? Who's the first person that comes out? Who's the second person that comes out? Because sometimes we have a tendency of just thinking what we're doing all the time, but we don't really look at what other people are doing, and we don't really analyze what that means. And I'm not saying we got to super analyze everybody's actions, because that just is that's not good. Okay, we got to do other things in life than analyze other people's actions. However, it's interesting because I feel that if you start becoming aware of the people that have you on their hierarchy, and you don't have, it doesn't have to be the same, but what I'm saying is that that might be an indication of who really feels comfortable with you, who really connects with you, who really feels for you, who really gets your plight, all that great stuff. Very powerful stuff. And I want you to start living that way too. I know that many of you don't want to rock the boat, and that's okay. And many of you don't want to burn bridges. That's okay. But some bridges have already been burned. There is no bridge left. It's just a big cave. There's nothing there. Okay, don't worry about burning the bridge. The bridge was gone a long time ago, right? So there's some people out there that we just got to let it go. There's some people we just got to move on and keep on moving. There's some people we don't need to have the conversation. We don't need to sit there and talk about the BS. That's not going to matter anyway because it's just BS. And I'm not saying that you walk in there and go, hey, yeah, get away from me. No, but you just limit the exposure. And this goes for family, friends, work colleagues. You know what I'm saying? Because what I've realized that is I would rather spend more time talking to people that have that really care about me than dealing with anybody that's a naysayer or a jerk or whatever that looks like. Because they don't deserve it. Why do we want to waste our time interacting with somebody like that when you can get to know other people that are genuine, nice people, positive people for you to be around? And this is with everybody concerned. And I know that nowadays we have a tendency of getting sucked into the drama. We get sucked into this type of stuff. Try to avoid that because that's deflection too. Because what happens is you get sucked into that. You get sucked into that and it's hard to pull back. You get sucked into that and it starts taking over your mindset, right? You're not being who you need to be in every single situation because you're too busy dealing with stuff that's just not even worth dealing with. And so I want you to think about this now, beginning today. Who are the people that you need to reach out to that you haven't reached out to, that you need to say hi to, and you need to show them that you care? Who are some people that you're placating that you need to stop placating? Who are some people that you just need to eliminate from your life? Right? And I'm not saying you got to do it right now and make a big deal about it, but who do you need to start distancing yourself from? Because there's got to be some people. Because you need to have time to spend and cultivate relationships with the people that really do care, that you care about them and they care about you, and it's not a one-way street. These are the relationships that we need to cultivate. These are the things that we want to work on. And these are the things that when you are a highly sensitive person or you are an empath, it's great because guess what? You're fine. Person cares about you. You care about them. You can communicate. Communication is key. And that's what I want for you. That's what I want for you every day of the year. And so really think about that. What are some things that we can do to be aware of who really cares about us? How do we really analyze that? How can we really connect with how we feel around people? How can we be more aware of, am I feeling quiet? Am I feeling meek? Am I feeling energized? Am I feeling powerful? Am I feeling like I have a voice in this relationship? Am I feeling like this person can hear me? Do I hear them? Do I listen to what they have to say? Do we communicate? This is powerful stuff. And if there's somebody that you're needing to open up the line of communication, try several times. And if it doesn't work, go on and move on. You tried. You won't have guilt or shame or anything from it as long as you tried your best, and then you can move on. I want you to have a great rest of your day, a great rest of the weekend. You can check out the podcast on AshleyBurgess.com, or you can go to Spreaker or YouTube. And I will be back next week, and I can't wait to see you here next week. So stay tuned. Thanks so much for tuning in. Don't forget to live your true life and live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
It is interesting to see how the subjects on Ashley's True Life show and current events so often correlate with past events. As Ashley says, history often repeats itself. Our Dan Sisters genealogy research comes across great stories from the past that tie to families and our shared history regarding what happens in our country and our community. Dan Sisters clients have had ancestors that were colonizers, explorers, founders of religions, gunslingers, kings and queens, knights, pirates, heroic soldiers, witches, and witch hunters. Let's find out who the characters are in your family tree. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's dancestorsgenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.